Hello everyone, today was day 5 of my residential guide dog training, which also marks the halfway point to the 10-day training course, which will then go on to continue at home. Today was focused around oncoming traffic and learning about how our dogs respond to both near and far traffic. We travelled to the training centre in Atherton, Lee, again to use the car park there, which is set up with islands all around, to practice the dog with oncoming traffic from different points, including the front, at the sides, from behind the shoulder, both near and far, left and right. Sue, my guide dog mobility instructor, talked through the different scenarios that Tammy and I were involved with, while Paul, the other GDMI on the course, represented the oncoming traffic by slowly driving his car to certain points on the road for Tammy to then respond to. I would try to make her go forward, using the forward command, and cross the curb into the road, but she wouldn't because of the threat of the car. And that showed what can happen in reality. As I don't have the sufficient sight to see cars driving by, especially in the right-hand side, in my right eye, where, you know, it only has night perception, this will be hugely beneficial for when I am qualified with Tammy and wanting to cross the road and I'm unaware of any traffic in front of me. Tammy won't cross if there is a car directly ahead or turning towards me. Traffic training is crucial to the course, as there are more cars than ever on the road and cars are becoming quieter and harder to identify. After the traffic training, we then did a small route in West Horton, which circled around a block and then went into a park to allow the dogs to have a free run. Tammy had such a good time playing with a smaller dog called Ellie and was bounding around. Sue and I walked through the park and at the same time, this allowed Tammy to keep an eye on me and identify where I was so that she could follow. At the end, I then blew her whistle 3 times, which signifies food, as I blow it when she has her breakfast and dinner, and she came running back, so that was brilliant. In the afternoon, we had a visit from Nicola, who is based at the training centre in Atherton, who is a dog welfare advisor. She gave a comprehensive talk, going through things like emergencies and first aid with the guide dogs, vets, illnesses and diseases such as bloat and torsion, grooming and bathing, the pet travel scheme and travelling abroad with dogs, treats, do's and don'ts, food to avoid and so on. It was a fantastic afternoon and we all learned new things to look out for and got a lot out of it. To end the day, now that Tammy and I have worked with the harness quite a lot and she's broken it in quite a bit more, my guide dog mobility instructor put my reflective guide dog stickers on the sides at the high-vis band which goes across the dog. These are now being left overnight to set properly and my harness feels a little bit more official now. The two guide dog mobility instructors, Sue and Paul, also went through a little bit more and recapped on what we did in the morning with the traffic, you know, and explained a little bit more about some more scenarios and why it's important. And this is something that we're going to be continuing with tomorrow. When the mobility instructors had finished for the day, I practiced some more obedience with Tammy in the meeting room and also weighed out her breakfast and dinner for tomorrow. I then groomed her using my fingertips to stimulate circulation and release oils, used the Zoom groom to remove loose and dead hair, the comb to detangle fur, and the chamois cloth to give a nice shine. I tried to groom her most evenings because it helps to massage Tammy, give her a wind down after a busy day of travelling in the van and training, and allows us to bond better. The bond is so strong even after 5 days and I can really tell that we're going to look after each other. So that's it for today and I shall be posting another in the guide dog training series tomorrow evening, which will be day 6. Thank you.